ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town, on another glorious day in the big city? It's Barry, Nick, and Joel back in business at headquarters, as The Usual Suspects are where they usually are, in the offices, getting ready for another great show, dare I say. Fellas, what's up?
What up, man?
All good.
Dude, this weather is ridiculously good.
Don't say
since
that. Because
it's yesterday.
Yeah. Don't say that because you know the rest of the weekend it's supposed to get up to like 90s and get thick and the humidity.
I think it's supposed to rain this weekend, which I'm okay with.
Sunday.
Water my yard. Yeah, that's fine. But they had the roof open last night at Minute Maid Park. It was legit.
It looked great.
I loved it, except for the gnats. Those little bugs started pissing me off towards
the seventh
inning.
It really didn't happen until the end of the game, though.
Yeah, well then they got excessive.
The poor media, too, because then all the tweets started coming in. God, this would have been a great night with the roof open until this swarm of gnats came in the press box. Get over it, people. You're going to the game.
were there press people tweeting about
it?
You know what? I don't want to start the show off with a rant. Wait, yeah, I do.
I do it every day. I want you to.
I do it every day. Certain members of the media can go to hell. I'm not going to name names because I'm just not.
Oh, my God, if I buried you right now.
What if I named the names?
I don't care. Do it. But there were two. So Nick and I were at the game last night, and we're in the back row where they put ESPN because everyone hates us. And in front of us is the entire media, you know, section. So the national anthem comes on, and we all stand up. And hands over the hearts, and we're all paying attention as the national anthem is playing, except for two media members, one who picks up his phone and starts tweeting, and the other who gets on the laptop and starts typing while they're standing. Could not have been more disrespectful.
That's rude.
And I'm thinking, you know what? I get it. You got things to do, but it's the national anthem. At the end of the day, it takes, what, 2 minutes? It was kids, and they were singing fast, so it probably didn't even take 2 minutes. You could take 2 minutes out of your day to show respect for a country that gives you the freedom of the press to do what you want to do and not get on your phone or your laptop. I mean, I was so mad about that.
That is spoken like a true member of the media.
I was super pissed about that. I really was. I don't know if I should have been or should not have been.
It used to bother me forever. The other thing is take your hat off.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes people forget or whatever. I get that.
I mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, but to get on your phone midway, not like you never put it down. They're sitting there, and as the music starts playing, they pick their phone up or they pull their laptop screen up and start working or type. It pissed me off. I was like, man.
Who was it? Call him out. Let's go.
I don't want to do that. No, I'm not going to do that.
Nick. Was it an Astros beat writer by any chance?
I'm not saying anything.
From a local newspaper in town?
He would have been hammering me to get the information out if this was me
you
saying
this. You should hammer him.
Yeah, do it, because it's not going to change anything, just like it doesn't change it with you. But I'm saying, there were two folks, and I just thought it was low class to do that. So.
I could not agree more, and have witnessed it for years, and I don't want to feel like Barry Warner, because I know Warner would be the guy policing it with a billy club, but... There is a point there.
No, you just can't laugh in the press box with Barry Warner. If you laugh
you
in the press box,
you cannot cheer.
You can't laugh or cheer. Yeah, you can't laugh or cheer because Barry Warner will
Barry
let
Warner
you know.
Can go to hell, too, because I've done both of those.
I don't think there's anything wrong with laughing.
Actually, I don't think I've ever cheered in the press box.
I don't think you have either, but not with me, at least.
It had more dramatic effect by doing that. So,
yeah. So you guys had a hell of an evening, though.
Somebody said cue the theme song for his rants. It's Ranting Men. No. Jerk on the text line. That's not. It's not.
I'll keep that on cue.
Raining Men is not my rant.
I need to have that ready
song.
At all times for your.
No, you don't. You
I
shut
do.
Up. No,
dog
you don't.
Dog night. How many did you put away?
All right. So Nick doesn't eat hot dogs.
Yeah.
And I would have felt bad just hammering.
So you bowed out and you went to the media room.
No, we actually just went and ate. He was late. Getting there because he's important and busy and I'm not. So I just sat there.
Literally like 15 minutes late to the parking lot where we decided to meet.
We just
to
went
go
to
eat.
Yeah, we just went to a bar and grill and I got a reasonably healthy lunch or dinner.
Why didn't you and just say the name of the place,
man? I don't know. Are we plugging them?
No, we're not. I was just
and then he got a whole bunch of crap.
Which he's allowed to do
because it in his he's face.
Small.
Yeah, he is. But it was, no, I didn't have.
And then you saw a lady tumble down the escalator?
I didn't partake, but I tell you what, there were, that was fantastic. Hilarious. But there was a lot of people in line for cheap meat. There really was. There was lots of wieners being shoved in mouths
all night long. So you guys were watching
long.
The broadcast?
26,000 people on a Wednesday. You think cheap hot dogs had something to do with that? Because no one went to see the Tigers. No one cares about the Tigers.
The Astros claim the ratio is 2-for-1 based on the attendance, and that if there were 25,000 last night, they guesstimate they went through 50,000 hot dogs.
Yeah, there were 26,000, and they have lines that were, it looked like they were giving out government cheese. It was, they were
I should have taken
long.
A picture of the limit. It was four yes. hot dogs. Yeah.
Four per person yeah. per trip.
Yep.
So
now, they claim that's because they don't boil them, they don't pre-prep them. They are grilled with fresh buns.
Grilled my ass. They are not grilled.
And they said that on their little roller thingies. And they said that
like the lady
employees
on the
are just worked to death by the end of the night. So they have to give them a break. That's why there's a four-person
limit.
Yeah,
I would have been impressed if they were grilled.
Well, they call it grilled, but it's that rotisserie.
Oh,
they're not
okay,
grilled.
Okay, okay.
And by the way, it dawned on me. So Nick and I walked around and we looked at different things. But it dawned on me that why the hell do people go? I get having torchies is cool. There's Torchy's all over town. Why would you waste a trip going to Torchy's at the Astros game? I don't get that. You can get, there's a Shake Shack or steak. What is
yeah,
it called? Is
Shake
it,
Shack.
Yeah. We don't have those in town as far as I know. That's like a, they said that was a New York thing.
Not only that, it's apparently it's a condensed menu. It's not like the entire menu that they would normally
yeah.
have.
Well, you got to. Because
so why not go there instead if you're going to go get one of those novelty foods?
Prep time is limited. But here's the thing, Barry. It's about the millennials. The millennials at the ballpark don't care about peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, hot dogs, and pretzels. They care about having
the Republican
more of their comfort food.
That's a Torchy's food, the Republican. That's the one I get.
I don't know what that is.
It's got sausage in it.
I bet it does.
Go ahead and search your joke there. Okay. Go ahead. I just did that for
I've
you.
I've never been to Torchy's, although I've heard
that.
It's good.
You've never been?
I can't believe you haven't been to Torchy's.
Why do you not like America?
A cheat day?
Why wouldn't you go to Torchy's?
I just have never been there.
Oh, it's really good. You got to go. Yeah,
but of course, you're saying go to one that's outside the ballpark.
Well, there's one right down
yeah, don't
the
go
street from you.
At the Astros.
Where?
Don't pay a premium for
it. It's literally like 5 minutes from your house.
Is that
house.
The one by Whole Foods?
Yep. Okay. It's like literally five minutes from
it.
Your place.
Yeah. Somebody said, I think I ate six. Line wasn't that bad. How about Bregman's catch? Yeah, his face in the camera. That was a good catch by the
kid.
Yeah,
it was.
Six? What are you, on a diet?
Man.
I'm pretty sure I could have ate 10 hot dogs. I'm pretty
Without
sure. I think that's my record.
Yeah.
No, just straight up 10 dogs. I'm
one,
pretty sure.
One per inning and then go for a little extras?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got to tell the story. Two stories, actually. A couple things I wanted to talk about. One of them was the lady eating it on the escalator.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Okay. And then I want to talk about the Astros robbing people of their hard-earned money.
I want to hear that. And then you want to give a shout-out.
I do, yeah. Hey, happy birthday, Miguel Rivera. It's his birthday today. Thank you, Joel, for reminding me. Mm-hmm. It's his birthday today, and he said, who does he have to sleep with to get a birthday shout-out?
Nick.
And I said, Joel. And he said, well, thank God I thought you were going to say Trey. So...
Well, there,
there
you, go.
You go.
If that was door number five and there were four others and one
Where
of them
is
had $1 million.
I don't know.
$1 million. He would be in. See, if I was behind one of the doors, he would be in. As long as he got his birthday shout out.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so we got plenty more show to get to. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line where you can text and call or hit us up on Twitter. It is at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The family that is friends, the three of us, The Usual Suspects. One of these days we're actually going to all hang out together. That would be weird.
No way.
But in the meantime, Nick is like
can't
mediator.
Stand Barry.
Having to sit next to this dude for 9 innings.
You know what he did? He just took you on the same tour that we went on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because I see
him. I took you to Torchy's.
And I see him tweeting the price tag of the Springer game worn that I was bitching about the fact that it wasn't even autographed.
You noticed that it went down on price.
I thought went up.
No, I thought it was like $1,500.
No, I thought the first time it was like $500, and then your price tag last night was $1,000. And I'm like,
here's for the Jackie thing. Robinson ones?
Yeah, I thought so. Remember, because we said we couldn't tell whose they were because they all have 42 with no name on it, but you have to look for the little label inside that said it was supposedly Springer's. But at that point, you might as well have him sign it too for $1,000. I said supposedly, by the way.
No, I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at this tweet from Connor. But yeah, that's the thing I wanted to talk about, the Astros stealing people's hard-earned money. That stuff is, so they have an, if you don't know, if you haven't been to Minute Maid this year, they have a shop that's an authentic shop. And so you can get anything in this shop, just about. They have game-worn jerseys. So they have a whole rack of 42 jerseys from Jackie Robinson Day. And they range anywhere from Mike Fiers at $200, which is preposterous, up to...
Well, with that, you get 4 home runs.
McCullers was it Springer that was $1,000 or
yeah,
McCullers?
Springer was $1,000 for the Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, yep. McCullers was $750 for the Jackie Correct. Robinson. And then, yeah, you can get a game-worn, you know, Altuve jersey for $2,000. Yep. $2,000!
And they're not signed.
And they have dirt on them. Yep. They're dirty.
Yep, and they're not signed.
Now, my question to you is if you pay $2,000 for an Altuve jersey, are you wearing it?
No.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm wearing it. With the dirt, too.
No that's way. What he told me yesterday, and I was I'm like, really? It. I thought you, like,
give a damn.
Yeah, you frame it. You put it away as a limited edition.
No, but I'm wearing that.
That's my
Just
point.
Don't spill any Kool-Aid on it, because then you're a dumbass.
Well, those are Rockets fans. When I took Nick to that shop, when we went there, I was like, this is, look, I want to show you this, because not only is it ridiculous that the jerseys are that expensive, and you hopefully get a certificate that says they actually wore it, but the fact that they should have signed them. But here's the other thing, and I don't know if they've slowed down on this or not, but if you look in years past, and I don't know if it's changed since Crane bought the team, but I know in years past, there's a guy that sits at a little table just left of the Astros dugout. Every foul ball, the ball boy has to take it and flip it to him. He enters it in a computer. He puts a sticker on it, and then a runner takes it all the way up to that shop.
That's what I was telling Barry about yesterday.
It's not like the luck of being able to be at a place where you get a foul ball. You could purchase a foul ball from that game, and they're like $45 or $50.
So they had a couple. Let me, because I found this to be also preposterous. I'll be using the word preposterous a lot during this.
That's
segment.
A phenomenal word.
But they had okay. So they had a ball that was Zimmerman to Beltran in the bottom of the first, and it was a foul ball. All right, so you can buy the Zimmerman to Beltran foul ball,
yep,
bottom of the first, for $35.
That's what I thought, yep.
Or you can get the Mike Fiers to Francisco Lindor single in the top of the first on May 20th for $300.
What?
$300 for a single that Lindor hit off of Mike Fiers.
So because it got between the lines, we just... multiplied it by 10?
$300. It's not even the most preposterous thing in the store. The absolute, so they have like I said, they have JJ or Josh Reddick jerseys. I always say JJ Reddick. That's the worst.
It's okay, so did Jim Crane in an interview.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
well, then I don't feel so bad. The owner said it, whatevs. He signs the checks. I'm like him. They have bases, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
They have, I wouldn't mind that. Now, that's something I would want to buy, frame, put on the wall. That's a base from a game. Like when we went for my mom's birthday, if I had the money, that would be a really
How
cool.
How much are the bases?
I didn't look, but I imagine they're a bajillion dollars.
Probably.
When
Nick and I were there, what I thought was cool was the old school throwback rainbow bullpen jackets and warm-ups from when they had the rain, you know, either rainbows down the sleeve or the dark blue jacket with the rainbow across the middle.
Yeah.
But those were, I forget what they were, Nick, like 200?
Something along those lines. I want to say they were about 250.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Like that.
They had a bin of bats that are broken.
Yeah, we saw that.
They're all broken. You can buy a Yuli Gurriel bat that's broke, like broketed. Mm-hmm. for $350.
Right, but you got to, from that perspective, you got to think about the it's a limited edition, how many bats he uses in a year.
And so, that's what I mentioned to Barry yesterday.
It doesn't matter.
So if it's not broken, then it just like skyrockets in terms of value.
No, that's not true.
So that's what I
would think
to know.
So, yeah.
You just have to prove that it's used. So whether it's broken or not, if it's been used in a game because they don't use that many bats in a year, the value would go up. If it's just a clean, brand new bat that has their name on it, then the value wouldn't go up because you can't prove or there's nothing that says it was ever used in a game. It was just one of maybe it was one of their bats, maybe it wasn't.
They did kind of have those bats like sitting there in the corner right when you walk in. I thought that was kind of, but the whole store is kind of like that. Everything's kind of out there.
Like that's what, of my Astro stuff, I have game used bats from Bagwell, Biggio, Kent, Berkman, things like that, where you buy like a rack. Like there's a wall mount rack, and you put those on display, and it's a limited edition because not many people can get the bats that were used in games.
But this isn't even the worst. All these things that we've mentioned and discussed, it's not even the worst. The worst is they have a whole like a rack, I guess, or shelf
display.
Display, I guess, but it's more of a shelf full of glass bottles filled with dirt from Towels Hill.
You know, I didn't
that
know.
That they're selling for $25 a pop.
No way.
We're not talking about a big bottle here. We're talking about probably the size of, I would somewhere like...
Sample shampoo?
4 inches, maybe?
Sample shampoo is a perfect example of how big it is. You go to the grocery store and get on the samples aisle.
Yeah.
Or what do they call
sample
them? Trial aisle. Yeah. $25 for a bottle of dirt from Towels Hill. First of all, everyone hated Towels Hill.
Say, everybody you hated should, that thing.
I asked the guys, like, you should be paying me $25 to take this dirt out of here. Why am I paying you to haul off dirt from a hill that you shouldn't have built in the first place?
I didn't notice it until Barry brought it to my attention. We went to that store before, but I didn't notice the dirt.
That's the dumbest thing in the whole store. A $2,000 Altuve jersey isn't as dumb as a 25 bottle of dirt from Towels Hill.
That they probably could have, like you mentioned
yesterday. It could have been fake dirt.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know,
That's the thing about all that. They better give you certificates of authenticity for all of it, because otherwise...
Even for the dirt?
No, I'm talking about the jerseys. And the, well, even the dirt.
This is authentic dirt.
They have to.
It's been blessed by Tao. It's like holy water. He's just throwing it at people.
They better, but for the other stuff, they better for the price you're paying. My buddy, that it was authentic.
My buddy Connor Oker said, "Dude, you're gonna buy a game worn Altuve jersey and wear it? No way your big ass fits in an extra small."
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a great. He also said Torchy's tacos are like $5 outside of the stadium, and they're like $30 inside of Minute Maid.
Yeah, it is.
And then hashtag white people,
but it's not
tacos.
Incredibly more expensive. But.
Well, it's still ridiculous. I wouldn't pay the price for that. Now the Shake Shack or whatever it's called, I totally would. I would totally pay.
I would
for
pay
that.
Even for the torch. You're at the ballpark. You know what I mean? Like why not? Like you're gonna
if you're at a
you're
ballpark,
expect
you want
to pay
ballpark food?
Well, not necessarily. Like I'm not I'm not big on hot dogs, so and Barry knows that. That's probably why he didn't mention it. Because he was looking at them hot dogs. We were walking past the hot dogs, he was just like
I know. I was longing. I was looking long. I want that wiener is not a phrase that came out of my mouth.
Well
Nick.
Played, Nick.
It's not a phrase that came out of my mouth. Jerk.
That's the other thing. Like the question on the broadcast last night was, what is your favorite way to dress up a hot dog? Like, is it
evening
Chicago
gown.
Style? Is it?
I like to take it out somewhere fancy before I lay with it.
You know, is it? Or they said, or go off the board. And the number one was chili and cheese.
Yeah, I'm pretty flexible. I can go plain. I can go just mustard. I can go onions, relish, mayo, chili, cheese. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I can do it all. The only thing I really don't want on there is jalapenos.
Yeah.
I can even go ketchup on a dog. That's
fine
with me.
Jalapenos and everything. I can't do it.
I can do it just about any of the condiments. I can't do jalapenos.
Well, jalapenos is one of those things.
It's a Mexican
thing. You love it or you don't.
Yeah, my wife will... She will cut up a hot dog and put it in a bowl of jalapenos. It's very weird. No, she doesn't do that, but that's what she would do.
Yeah, we'll take a call. Jim wants to get in here on the Astros Broken Bats. Jim, what's up?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, Jim.
Good, man. What's going on?
Just a funny story about broken bats and stuff like that. Took my son to a game, and he got a bat from Mike Hampton, broken bat. handed it to him over the dugout, and you know, pregame and stuff. And a few minutes later, Mike Campen stuck his head back up over the dugout and motioned for my son to come down and threw him a pair of batting gloves. My son was thrilled, took the batting gloves, went back to the seat, and about 2 or 3 minutes later, Brad Ausmus sticks his head up over the dugout and hollers at my son and says, "I think you got my batting gloves." Mike Campen gave
That's
away,
hilarious.
Brad Ausmus' batting gloves to my son. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Dude, that's but hilarious, Michael, Jim. Oh.
Jim, you still there?
We go to the games in the Dome. The players, when they'd crack a bat during batting practice stuff, you know, walk over the dugout, and first kid that would pop their head over, and they'd hand their bat to them. So I've got one from back with Cesar Cedeno. So.
Pretty cool.
That's a keeper.
Yeah, it was nice when they gave them away, and now they started selling them. They didn't kind of reach, but hey, got to make profit somewhere, I guess.
Appreciate the call, Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Thanks, bud.
I don't know that they got to make it that way. I sit there and I watch the games, whether it be from the press box or in seats. Nothing would annoy me than watching the ball kids that have to take every ball to this guy, and he puts a little hologram sticker on it, and then a runner races them up to, the, like you were talking about, races them up to that shop so they can start selling them. I mean, it's part of the intrigue of going to a baseball game. If you get a foul ball hit at you, you make the play, but you don't go buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said Torchy's queso is dank. That's what I was telling you at the break.
You were telling me, yeah.
Their queso? Legit.
Kirsten and I talk about that all the time.
It's got the guacamole
in
the middle.
It's the blanco queso, right?
It's got the guac. No, it's not the white queso.
It's not?
No, but
the worst
it's just
queso ever is white cheese.
It's the queso with the guac in the middle, and the cheese is hot,
yes,
and the guac is cold.
Yes.
Boy. I'd go all American pie on that.
Yeah, orgasmic.
You can figure out what that means.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you all were right. doing when you walked by and said you want that wiener.
All right. Now you're using his jokes. Stop it.
It was good. Nick was very
Stop.
Well played.
No, it was. Don't give him that.
White cheese for queso
don't give
is
him
terrible,
that.
By the way. Yellow cheese is got. You have to have the yellow cheese for queso.
I like them both, but you're right. I am way more of a yellow queso guy than a queso blanco guy. For sure.
Somebody wants food recommendations from us, so we can do that as well.
Queso blanco, though, I do like the name.
Queso Blanco, that's what I call
it. It's got a ring to it. Maybe from now on we should do a segment on this show, Queso Blanco.
Queso Blanco.
Because it's cheese and it's me. What do you know? My Wisconsin roots are showing. All right, we got plenty more show to get to. Why don't you join us? 713-780-3776, where instead of paying for it like a foul ball or Kirsten, where you can just jump in whenever you want, you can be a part of the show by calling, texting, or hitting us up on Twitter. The usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects. One thing I did want to mention, too, which was outrageous to me, but again, kind of getting on your whole theme of ballpark food nowadays versus back in the day. When I went to the new Yankee Stadium, we met these guys that were, like, true New Yorkers. You walked all the way to center field to get a filet mignon sandwich that was, like, $40.
Where was this?
At the new Yankee Stadium. So they're selling, instead of getting a steak sandwich, you're getting a filet mignon sandwich that they're charging like $40 for. And these guys were like, oh man, every time we go to Yankee game, we got to get that filet mignon sandwich. I go, just get a hot dog, dude.
Yeah.
You're at a baseball
game.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
Just ridiculous. And the prices are outrageous anyway, but.
AKA on Twitter said, how much would the Rockets sell Harden's beard for? Watch out for meat hairs. What are you talking about, AKA?
Jeez.
That's nuts. Get it? All right.
Got it.
Yeah, thanks. So,
Nick?
Where to go? Damn it. All right, anyways, I wanted to tell this story, because Nick is always like, how does this crazy stuff always happen to you, Barry? And I
is
told
that how
him,
you say it, Nick?
Yeah.
I didn't say it with that flamboyant tone. But
was that flamboyant? I didn't realize I was being flamboyant.
A bit.
Nick. Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't put a lisp on it or anything.
That's what I thought I heard. I thought I heard a lisp.
No, because you're not paying attention again.
I had my headphones on. I was totally listening. Huh?
That's how this show goes.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait for you to hear this show on podcast later today, Nick.
On iTunes. Audio boom.
Well done, sir.
So Nick and I are headed to the press box, minding our own business after our tour of the stadium. And we look for an elevator. Don't find it, but we find an escalator. We climb the escalator. We're riding. And I just happened to look back and watch this lady eat it getting on the escalator. Just face first, backwards, eat it. Like she's bent over like she's doing a sit-up, but her legs...
face first backwards.
She goes backwards and then rolls.
She
and now
rolls.
She's face first.
Not an exaggeration.
She started tumbling like clothes in a dryer on
because
the escalator.
Because the escalator kept going
trying,
and she wasn't ready for it.
She's other
trying
people
to
out
get
on her
up.
Way down.
She looked like the hot dogs on those roller things. She's trying to get up. Popcorn and screams are going everywhere. Just, it's all over the place. And I am dying laughing. And Nick
I'm
is
scared
dying
to look.
Laughing.
I'm scared to look, though. I'm laughing, but I saw the roll part.
You ever seen somebody tumble rocks?
Were there people behind her?
Yeah,
a little
bit. Her man trying to pick her up and not fall at the same time while she at one point just went limp. Like, I'm just not fighting it anymore. Just whatever. I'll just ride up like this. And the best part was she was all gussied up. Like, she had her sweet ass cowboy boots on and her jeans tucked in and her badass shirt and her turquoise jewelry. Like, she was dressed to the nines, just eating it on the escalator over and over. You ever see someone tumble rocks to clean them? It kind of looked like that. It looked like
the dryer analogy.
Yeah, it looked like we were at bingo and all the balls were in the hopper, and she's just. Was it not hilarious, Nick?
Listening to Barry talk about it, this totally happens when Barry's in.
Like, see, like when I
only
if I,
when Barry's there.
Again, if I were to come in and tell that story without you guys here, y'all would be.
I
like,
wouldn't have believed it.
Whatever.
He really rolled.
He's always making up things. No, Nick. I had to tell Nick. I told him the story about the time at Spaghetti Warehouse. I chased a homeless man through downtown because he didn't hear that. And
yeah,
I was like,
"Told me that."
Yeah,
well, that was part of a show. That's why he didn't hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Did you remember the part? What was the second part about that I was completely in awe about? And it wasn't the part where you paid $5 to the guy
when he jumped over the bridge.
No, there was a part afterwards where you left your
wife
behind.
At the light.
Do you remember that part?
Yeah, I remember him telling.
He
that
left
part.
His wife behind. Yeah. I don't remember that part at all.
But the dude that happened with Kevin, we went back to work the next day. He was like, you know, all these stories Barry tells us and no one believes. He's like, they're true because I just lived one with him this weekend. Like, I don't make
so
these
how
things
is
up.
There no one else on this escalator.
There were two ladies
down.
Behind us that didn't even look. And that's what I told Nick. I said, Nick, this is the difference, right? One, I think as a comic, you tend to observe things more. Mm-hmm. You tend to look for things more. But I said, all you have to do is just pay attention. There's dumb stuff. Crazy stuff happening all around you. Most people just don't pay attention. Literally no one else on the escalator saw it.
Who was doing
no
yoga?
One else
who was
looking.
Doing yoga?
One of the vendors was doing stretches and yoga just in the middle of
like
an aisleway. Just his leg was up over his head. He had it like, I don't know. It was like the downward facing dumbass. I don't know what move it was. But I'm like,
Barry, right after Barry
on?
Saw that, he was like, if I ever get old, I'm gonna take this job
work,
as an usher.
I'm going to work here at the Astro.
Like,
if
you ever get old. On your hands. You just got to carry that stop sign and go, please do not.
One guy was just walking around just screaming at other people that work there. Hey, what's up, Bobby? Like, that's all he did the whole time.
No, but
yeah.
But you ask how hard it was, like people walking up behind her. Like the only people that really noticed was the people on the escalator walking up
behind
her.
But everyone
they just get out of the
everyone
way,
so in our
stopped.
Group.
No, they just stopped.
Everyone in our group, no one noticed it. Like everyone that was ahead of her just totally missed out on the best thing that happened that whole night. The whole night.
It was
that
one thing for me to see her fall and then look away, but when I look back and she rolled over, I couldn't look back again. Honestly,
and
I
her
couldn't.
Popcorn and her husband's trying to save the popcorn, and she still had
gone.
It. She had this bag, and it was all ripped and half empty. And I was just like,
but that Nick, that's like rubbernecking on the highway. I mean, once the accident happens, you got to keep watching to see.
Yeah, it was the best.
The end result.
Yeah, that's why the.
And then somebody was like, "You're mean. What if her hair would have ripped out?" Well, then I probably wouldn't have laughed. Just kidding. Yes, I would have.
That's
let's
literally
be real.
What I was worried about. Either her hair or her clothes, like her jeans getting stuck in the escalator. That's
they
what
do
I would
say. That's a huge issue.
Her hair getting caught would have been freaky.
That would have been terrible.
Someone would have had to stop the escalator.
Well, what or if
else,
they don't?
Or else they would have snatched her ball.
No one would have stopped the escalator. No,
I would. Honest to God.
How? How do you stop it? Where's
there's
the button?
A button at it's the top,
at the top and the bottom. There's a stop button, Nick.
Oh,
what are you, new?
I'm not that observant. I wouldn't notice
that. I'm an escalator engineer.
You weren't that observant.
I wouldn't touch anything that doesn't belong to me like that. Like, oh, yeah, let me stop this escalator.
This is a matter of possibly life or death.
Yeah, could have ripped her face off.
Yeah, like, they worry about, they say that, a lot of loose clothing. But, like, if the lady's got a purse strap or something like that that catches, or that there's a lot of, like, the mall people are constantly worried about that. Like, if things get caught in the escalator.
Yeah, that's true.
It's dangerous.
Anyways, if you're listening and your wife was the one tumbling on the escalator, I'm sorry, but thank you. It was tragic and hilarious at the same damn time. My goodness.
And she did kind of give up. Like, it was pretty bad.
She just stopped and laid
there. It was pretty bad. She was just like, it kept going for like 3 or 4 seconds where it was just like,
because when she fell, she tried to stand up, but the earth was moving on her. Uh-huh. And the more she tried to stand up, the more she fell and rolled. And
so
she just eventually just
stopped.
How many stairs do you guesstimate
she fell down through?
I would say she rode up about an eighth of the entire escalator. Now, we're not talking
a short.
I was going
to say 8 or 9 steps, so that's about right.
We're not talking a short. These are the tall ones. This is going from, you know, level
like
one to level two.
Ground level to the where we were, the mezzanine
it
level.
Correct. It wasn't, boom, 2 seconds, it was over. It was a good 30 seconds of rolling and tumbling and falling and trying to get up. And
she could get seriously hurt.
All right, Mom.
But she got up and she was fine.
I know,
like,
so we can make fun of
her.
Her ego was crushed.
I knew you would laugh regardless. But I'm saying, like, the Astros, I mean, not that you would want to encourage this, but someone could sue the Astros on something like that.
How? Yeah. It's an escalator. There's escalators everywhere. If you sue somebody because you tripped on an escalator, that's your bad. Honestly. Yeah.
You know what? I don't disagree, but you know how people are out for a buck these days.
That's true. But, I mean, if you tripped on an escalator, that's your bad.
It was just too hilarious. I don't care. You know, people get on me because I said I think it's funny sometimes watching old people fall.
It's true. Brutal.
It's true. You never watched America's Funniest Home Videos when all the old people fall down?
That is so wrong.
It is very hilarious. Very wrong. I'm not talking break a hip. I'm not talking any of that. I'm talking fall down, get back up, they're all right. But it was hilarious.
I saw you swerve at that 90-year-old man in the crosswalk the other day.
I'll do it.
See him fall.
I'll do it. But no, I'm watching America's Funniest Home Videos, really when anyone falls. But America's Funniest Home Videos, when old people fall, that's the best. It's absolutely the best. Yeah, I know, Joel. We got 5 seconds left.
I'm watching it.
I'm watching the shot clock.
Speaking of funny stuff, though, we have one of the best all-time interviews in Major League Baseball history.
Yes.
And it wasn't anything to do with a big-time player or a big-time play. You'll enjoy it. We'll have that and a whole lot more in just a minute right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects continues to roll on as we're in hour 1 of 3. We were talking before the break, and it really doesn't matter, but there's a guy that played for the Blue Jays, Kawasaki.
What's his whole name, Joel?
Put
some respect on it.
Try and give me, Nick, give me a shot at his first name.
Muyanori?
Nope, not even close. Muninori.
Well, that was kind of close.
All of a sudden, you're an interpreter, so good
I'm
job
just saying,
for you.
I practiced.
I said so, Muyanori, you said...
No. Muninori. You left out a syllable. You left out a whole chunk.
Whatever. So while the bitch fight begins for the day,
Muninori
Kawasaki, and we all came
across like saying
it
Nick
during
Shaw.
Show prep the other day.
And you can't leave out the middle.
Just awesome.
It is.
He had been sent down, and the Blue Jays called him back up, and he had been working on his English, and. Like I said, it doesn't really matter the content of the interview. Just listen to this dude
who
is Asian to try and practice his English.
Muni, how happy are you to be back here wearing the big Blue Jay on your chest?
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very happy. I'm fun. I'm exciting.
You sound excited.
Yeah, every day exciting.
Now, it was pretty cold in Buffalo, and now you come here.
Yeah.
It's pretty cold here. Is that hard for you to play when it's cold?
Yeah, I was... in Buffalo 2 days ago. No, Buffalo very cold, but more cold Minnesota. Unbelievable.
That's true.
Your English is getting very good. You've been really practicing, haven't you?
Yeah, I have book. I'm every day study English. I like study English because I have teacher. Gogo, Roger, Batista.
So you're learning Spanish too?
Spanish, yes, Spanish too. Every day talking. Every day. I need practice English, you know what I mean?
Because you have to teach your son when he starts to talk.
Yeah, my son is Kanak. He's speaking English, maybe.
Right now, he's probably not saying much, though, right?
Yeah, he's only, you know.
But that's in English, right?
Yeah.
How do you say that in Japanese?
Japanese?
What your son says, those noises, how do they sound in Japanese? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, Japanese. Isho. Isho. Japanese. Only. Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Welcome
my
back.
Bat.
Thank you very much. I'll be back.
Oh, that is the
That's
best.
All world. There's so much you could take from that.
Yeah.
Because the fact that he was doing his son's impression and then the interviewer has the balls to be like, well, what does that sound like in Japanese? Which is the best follow-up question that you could have asked about that.
My favorite part was how he said Batista's name, too. Or one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, Batista.
He put some R's in there like my grandma. The funny thing is, though, I feel like that's what I sound like when I talk Spanish. I'm pretty sure. In fact, I know that's what I sound like when I talk Spanish.
That's why
just
I don't even try.
Not even close. Like, I'm sure.
Like, mispronouncing every word.
I'm sure my wife's family just sits there and laughs uncontrollably because I sound like Munenori Kawasaki.
Yeah, whenever
speaking
I try and
Spanish.
Put just the right accent on it, Lisa always corrects me.
I can't even get down adding an O or A at the end for male or female. I still screw that up.
Like that's also for Italian because I worked with people in Portland that were Italian and the ciao bella, ciao bello.
Yeah, see, I don't know. But yeah, that was a couple of years ago, but we ran across that in show prep. And I think I saw it on like Bro Bible or something like that. But my goodness, that is the funniest. That dude was you have to see the video. I'll tweet the video. Go follow me at Barry is Funny. And I'll tweet the video because the audio is great, but his face,
his animated face
sells it even more. Yeah. And you obviously you get that he knows what's going on because I think he's kind of hamming it up a little bit. He's playing along.
Because most like if I was in his shoes, I'd be worried.
I would have said anything.
Yeah, I'd be worried they're making fun of me. Like, they're making fun of my
English.
Which
he was in a way, but that's the beauty of it. Everyone gets it. I mean, it's hard to learn another language.
Comfortable.
Go ahead and try to learn Japanese and then get back to me. I mean, seriously. You know, he's actually making an effort, and you could understand him. It just wasn't perfect. But he would be way better than me trying to learn Japanese.
I have book.
Yeah, I have book. And then he started naming the people that were teaching him English, and they were all Latin players. And he's like, "Oh, you learning Spanish? Yeah, that's basically it." And did he say my kid's a Canuck?
I was trying to remember.
I'm pretty sure he said my kid's a Canuck.
What did he say?
I think he said my kid's a Canuck, which is freaking awesome.
That is.
Oh, that's
Pooch
so good.
On Twitter says that he actually played for Seattle too, and his videos from there are even better.
Are they?
Dig those up.
This dude might be my new hero. Yeah, he played for Seattle.
Here's what he said on his kid.
He played for
when
Chicago.
When he starts to talk.
Yeah, my son is Kanek.
Yeah, Kanek.
Kanek, but I believe you're right. Kanek. Kanek.
Yeah, that's so great.
Because he's playing in Canada.
Oh,
yeah, that was
so
hilarious.
Funny.
When I saw that, I was like, oh my God. And I just wanted to validate that he actually was, that it was legit. He was a legit player.
Yeah. But Joel didn't believe he was real. He's like, Barry, is that guy real? Is that a real guy or is this a fake video? I'm like, no, he's a ball player.
I want to use it, but I'm not going to use it if it was like some Barstool spoof video that they do.
He played in Seattle a year. He played in Toronto for three and then 1 year in Chicago. And he doesn't have a team this year. Yeah.
Nick, have you talked to Noria Aoki?
I have not spoken with Aoki.
I was just curious how his English is.
I wanted to. Didn't I tell you? I want him to say Aoki Pokey for Barry.
Yes, God, that would be so good.
That would be great.
On video, I think it'd be hilarious.
Which we got one last night.
We should get Aoki. Try to get Aoki on the show.
I think that would be pretty good. We would have to get the translators, I think, but that could be fun.
Does he have a translator? That's what I was asking.
Yeah,
how good is his English?
I think so because,
I think they do for the if the Chronicle ever decides to interview
like a feature story.
Yeah. Then I think there is a translator that exists.
Yeah, and then there's a ton of there's five or six media dedicated to him. Japanese media that are just
cover him. Having lived through Linsanity
every day
and Yao Ming's tenure with the Rockets, it was ridiculous how many extra media people for every game for those two guys.
There's a few media members that are pretty consistent. I mean, they're sitting in the same seat and they're recording everything, and then they go straight to Aoki after the
game. Like, even Jeremy Lin. And I mean, Jeremy Lin did have, you know, all the Linsanity was in New York, but he did have he started and played a significant role for the Rockets his first year with them. But literally, if you would have gotten, like, a pair of his shoes or his warm-up or something like that, you put that on eBay with the Jeremy Lin fan club and all the people that were here and around the world that were following him, you could have put a kid through college. That's how big it was. And you understand crazy. Yao, because Yao was all world ability wise too. Lin had that one flash, but never really owned up to it afterwards. But people just put him on a pedestal.
Yeah. Yeah. I find it interesting that even a guy like Aoki, who's not a big star, has guys dedicated to covering him. They're serious about their coverage.
And you know who's huge is Ichiro.
Oh, yeah. No, without a doubt.
Yeah.
We got this text that said, me and my friends are going to Katy tomorrow and are looking for somewhere that's not too expensive. You know any places? One of my friends doesn't like Mexican. Doesn't like Mexicans or Mexican food? I need you to clarify, because that could be a whole different issue. Because no matter what restaurant you go to, there's probably going to be one. So, I just need to know.
I think there are classes where you get food as long as you can get rid of your racism.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
With that, you get a bag of chips and a cold cut sandwich as long as you stop hating
Mexicans. Is that how that works? Okay.
Yeah.
So, we can answer that.
All right.
Yeah.
Think about it, Nick. You're the food connoisseur. But it's not Katy, the connoisseur. It's not Sugarland.
Oh, also, someone wanted to know when we were talking memorabilia, how many used jock straps Nick bought? Just two.
Zero.
Just two.
Two.
Zero.
Altuve.
He did sniff a cup, but he decided not to buy that one.
Because someone
told
him.
Weird.
Well, that's because someone told him it was an oxygen mask.
Yeah, it's very weird. I don't understand what's going on with that.
I did want one of those base.
Banana cups?
Those bases.
Those bases are pretty cool.
The physical, yeah.
Yeah. Those are
like
pretty cool.
Like the badass bases this year. Were the ones from Jeter's retirement game that had his nickname and all the date and everything like that.
Can you imagine how much those cost?
Those got to be
10,000, you think? 5,000?
I would say between 5 and 10.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
But I was looking at the size of the store.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the size of the cups.
I thought the size of the store. I imagine the Yankees, like, authenticate, like, the authentic store is probably, like, twice or three times.
Oh, yeah. For the Yankees, yeah.
I didn't see it inside the new Yankee Stadium, but
if they had one.
I asked the dude, why is all this stuff so ridiculously expensive? Because he was just walking around introducing himself to people.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know, dude. They send it up here. They give me a list. I put the price tag on it. I don't make the rules. I was like, fair enough. Thanks, Craig.
That's exactly what I would say.
Yeah. Like, well, don't shoot the messenger, dude.
And the same guys, by the way, at Yankee Stadium that were talking to us about that filet sandwich. They were like, oh, dude, behind center field, that big dark, there's like a big, you know, real dark area behind the hitting zone where they're like, oh, there's a club back there. We're in there all the time. I'm like, is it a night at the Roxbury or a night at the ball game? What the hell are you doing?
It's crazy.
Because, you know, the Mavs, by the way, we'll get to this too, but the Mavs, I don't know if they still have it, but they had a legitimate club inside American Airlines Center that after games would get rolling and stay open till bar time, and people would go to the game and then go to the club inside the arena.
Silly.
Nuts. That's what people think these days. Damn it.
Why spend
Bury
money?
These millennials.
Why spend money and then do that? That's just dumb.
Because there's no cover charge. You already paid it. You got a ticket.
Dumb.
All right. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more show. Please join us if you would. 713-780-3776, the HRNP listener line. Or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. You
know what to check it. ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
That's what we call ourselves. Sort of like a team.
A Gao Media Station.